Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. The message is entitled, When Christ Makes You Whole, and comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 12. I strongly advise you to stop whatever it is you are doing, to find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the message, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Thank you for a warm welcome. And thank everyone who tuned in this morning to Grace Nurture. I want to thank Grace View Church of Christ and certainly Almighty God for sponsoring, supporting, coming up with this great program, this ministry of outreach to those who need encouragement, those who need to be comforted through the Almighty Word of God. Today's lesson, When Christ Makes You Whole. In our culture, there are some things that will definitely change a man. Money, your job, promotion, social status, education, and relationships. Any one of them can make a person feel complete, or a combination of them may. But the question is, what if neither works? You see, the main issue in this letter to the Colossians was what makes a man whole. The writer emphasizes that Christ is the creator of all things, the head of the church. He is preeminent, the fullness of heaven on earth, and therefore he alone makes men whole or complete. The imminent crisis there was the church had to choose between the philosophy of men and the gospel of Christ as the standard for living. The writer affirms that the gospel of Christ is all that's needed to be made whole or complete. So since this is the case, then what happens when Christ makes a person whole? I like to say that according to Matthew 9, 20-22, Acts 9, 32-34, we see evidence, physically speaking, people being made whole, and it is realized in such passages. But we today are speaking about spiritual wholeness or completeness. When a person is made whole or complete, they become recipients of the power of prayer. They receive new standards to live by. They receive access to divine resources, and they have a new people placed in their lives that was unavailable before the change. We didn't realize that in verse 9 of our text, the Bible says, For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. The Apostle Paul says that you become recipients of the power of prayer. And that means that it permits you to have knowledge of God's will. It compels you to distinguish between spiritual wisdom and worldly wisdom. It moves you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That is, when we who are spiritual pray on behalf of others who are spiritual, they are empowered because of the power of prayer that Paul says that he ceases not to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of the will of God in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Yes, there's power in prayer, and it excites us to know more of God and to live spiritually as opposed to worldly, and it moves us to grow in grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. But also in verse 10, the writer says that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. That means then that we receive a new standard to live by, a fresh start in life, a new focus, and better goals are made. And not only that, you begin to bear good fruit in your life now for God. Your outward life now must correspond to your knowledge of God. A change takes place. A real change can be realized now that you are in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If you are risen as Christ, then seek those things which are above. Furthermore, verse 11, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Yes, you are able to prevent hard times from discouraging us. You are able to prevent people from frustrating us. We are able to enjoy and appreciate the inner grace of knowing that God loves us. That means that we receive access to divine resources. We have something to pull from. I'm reminded when I was a young kid out in the woods behind my house, we would climb a scuffleknob tree, and we could sit there in the vines, and we could pull from all around us, scuffleknob, behind us, beside us, above us, beneath us, near us. We're just sitting there in a nest of scuffleknobs, where as a child of God, you have so many resources to pull from now that you're in Christ Jesus, because now you've been made anew, you've been made whole, and you're just overwhelmed with so much love and joy and appreciation at your dispatch. But also, verse 12 says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Those who have been called from darkness to the light, they are now a part of your life. You know, what's happened sometimes, we need to realize that our attitude and our personality are traits that either draw people to you or push people away. But now that you've been made whole, now that you're in Christ, your attitude and your personality, these traits will draw more folk to you than you drew when you weren't in Christ. In other words, you have learned to love your enemies, and your enemies are now to learn to appreciate you because they see a new and improved you. In other words, because of you being made whole, you have new people placed in your life that was unavailable before the change. Now that your attitude and personality has changed, you are more attractive to people. People want to be around you because they see a new improved you or another you. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 through 10, we're encouraged to do good unto all men, especially to those of the household of faith. You see, you reap what you sow. You sow good, you reap good. You sow bad, you reap bad. But now that you're in Christ Jesus, you've been made whole. Oh, yes, the word of philosophy says, do good unto others and expect them to do good unto you, or do bad unto others, then split. But in the new and living way, since that you've been made whole, not only are you become recipients of the power of prayer, not only have you received a new standard to live by, not only have you received access to divine resources, not only have you have new people placed in your life that was unavailable for the change, but you are required, according to Colossians chapter 1, 27 and 28, you are required to teach and warn other people. You are whole because you have been translated from darkness to light, transferred from condemnation to forgiveness, and free from slavery to freedom. As John 8, 32 and 43 says, you are free indeed when you are in Christ. So it comes back to our question then, when Christ makes a man whole, he is whole indeed. They become recipients of the power of prayer. When a man is made whole, they receive a new standard to live by. When a man is made whole, they receive access to divine resources. And when a man is made whole, they have new people placed in their life that was unavailable before the change. And of course, we are now responsible to teach and warn others and show them how they can be made whole as well. We hope and trust that we said something this morning that will encourage you, causing you to realize that secularism, worldlyism, having a great job, having a promotion, having social status, having a great education, and having good relationships doesn't make you whole, but being in Christ makes you complete. May God bless you as we pray together. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this day. We just pray that those listening to this telecast, that they will further realize that nothing other than the gospel of Christ will make them whole, will make them complete. No, yeah, we realize that we have made successes in our life. We have nice homes, we got nice families, we have nice neighborhoods, we've been all around the world, but many folk who are empty have done the same things that you have done, and probably done them to a greater degree. But that humble heart, that heart that's submitted to God, is that one who really whole. They become recipients of the power of prayer. They receive new standards to live by. They have access to divine resources. They have people placed in their life that wasn't available before their change. Those who are of the world can't say this, but those who are of the Lord, they certainly can. We pray to Heavenly Father that this message have reached the heart of those who are listening. Give them the influence and the comfort that they make the right choice between the gospel of Christ and the philosophy of men. May God bless each family who's struggling with COVID, family issues, other abnormalities, illness and sicknesses that's plagued their lives. We pray that they have the heart and the faith to allow God to eradicate those things out of their life, that they can function in such a way that they can be productive believers and disciples of the Lord. Guide them and keep them, protect them. This is our prayer on this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it all. Amen.
I won't let
you. There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her sister, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometimes?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read stories of old, and I look at old man Joe. She had lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife, and she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can't imagine with tears in his eyes. I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
the change turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you wanna fall down. Worship God, so I won't let nothing, no,
turn me around." She told us, she said, "Before I take it back, I'll add more
stuff." What about those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king said, "Better bow down before that image that day."
Nothing.
I won't let nothing, turn me around.
I won't let nothing,
Take a little pain over here.